Right, so just a little tiny sort of roundup of this particular portion, or indeed slice, of the Battle of the Ciders 2026. Hopefully, you're learning a lot. I'm learning a lot. I learn through my palate, and with regards to ciders, much less through my nose. You'll see that most of them don't have a great deal to offer on the nose. It's quite an internal flat type of drink, cider, and it holds its secrets well. You have to try it through the crunching of it, you know. So we've gone from 18 points to 48.5 points in just 12 ciders. And one of the ciders this time was the incredible Organic Cider Westerns in a 3 litre box. So I'm pretty glad I've still got quite a lot of cider left there. We've got these nine arbitrary, you know, criteria, which sort of, well, what can you say? I mean, you've got to pick some way of judging a cider, you know. But this time there were two incredibly disappointing ciders, which aren't ciders at all. They're just maverick tosspots masquerading as cider. Just toxic rubbish. Avoid them at all costs. The Aspall and the Inches. Absolute rubbish. Mere apple concentrate with sugar, malic acid, and in one case, glucose syrup. I mean, how degrading is that? Put that out as if it was a cider and try and con your audience, great cider lovers of this country, into thinking that's a bona fide cider when it was just a. I mean, I'd rather drink R. White's lemonade, you know, and R. White's doesn't even exist anymore. They've all been bought up, but it was absolute crap. Total crap. I wouldn't even call it water, you know, because it's got bits of acid and stuff in it. This is just a no for me. I was pleasantly surprised with the Cornish Orchards, and that was a vintage cider. There's another one, so I might try that next time. The Henry Westons was just poetry in a box. I mean, it was so fecking glorious, and it took me back to the Hawane, you know, and before that. I mean, it just was England at its best in a box. Just listen to that one. Thatcher's Juicy Apple, you know, we're going down the baby Shamu. I mean, it's girly, you know. It's sort of, you know, I mean, it was okay. It was refreshing, it was nice and pants, basically. And but it got quite a good score. And then the Superlative Black Fox Dunkerton Organic, which I seriously don't think we're going to find a contender to beat that, but it will be interesting to see if perhaps we could. Oh my gosh, that's just liquid gold in a glass, and you know, we're talking Garden of Eden splendor. I mean, if that was the fruit that Eve drank as a, you know, as an alcoholic beverage, you know, you can say what you like about Eve, but there's no way I would have passed that up. There's no way. You know, just call me a rebellious teenager or what, but that is a fruit of destiny. Dunkerton's 6.8%. I just, you know, it's almost like a golden calf. I mean, I'm going to try not to, but I did say it looked a little bit like cow slurry. That was a poetical allusion, you know. I mean, it doesn't at all. It doesn't look anything like cow slurry. No. You've got to have a sense of humour for this sort of stuff. Anyway, so I feel quite firmly full of ciders, different ciders now, and I'm going to make a miscellaneous pizza, and I'm just going to more or less waste the afternoon away playing chess, piano, looking at things and thinking how I must get around to tidying up, and perhaps writing a list of what order I'm going to tidy everything up in, because it does make me feel so much better. I might even listen to some Fauré piano music, and then I'm going to just finish off the C.S. Lewis Screwtape Letters, and of course I'll write a review, and you can enjoy that with hopefully a hearty, good, crunchy apple or a cider. There's nothing quite like a British apple. There's nothing quite like a British apple pressed, fermented and bottled. And drunk at your leisure. Cider maketh good gut. Remember that gut in German is good, yeah? Gut, good, good. Das Gut ist sehr gut. That can get the stuff inside you.